My name's Eric Dolliger. I'm an independent sales rep for Stein Seed Company, basically covering from South Dakota with Lacaparle, Yellow Medicine counties through Renville down into Cottonwood, Brown, Wantonwan.
I should have you spell your last name for me too, Eric.
D-A-H-L-A-G-E-R.
Describe how crops are faring in your territory this year.
Well, things are very variable. We've had a lot of rain. June was excessively wet throughout pretty much my whole territory. Furthest west probably fared the best out of it. So you got a lot of corn that's very uneven, very up and down, a lot of nitrogen loss, a lot of other challenges there. Soybeans have really turned a corner and looked very good. There's a lot of sugar beets in this production area. They too look very up and down and very extremely variable.
What's the weed competition been like given the wet conditions and the issues of getting out to spray?
There's been a lot of challenges with that. Those working within the Xtend system basically ran out of time to even spray that system. One of the fortunate things, I guess, with Stein is my territory has been over 90% Liberty Link beans. Those guys are able to get out there even late and have had a great control of the weeds and getting things cleaned back up again. So that's been phenomenal from that end, and just keeps emphasizing the need for some of the other alternatives that are out there, and that there are alternatives to things like dicamba out there.
Yeah, I talked to Bob Worth, who farms in southwest Minnesota, and he used Liberty Link for the first time and said his bean fields look very clean.
We've had quite a few new growers, you know, that finally broke down, went to Liberty for the first time. Hearing a lot of things about, you know, guys looking at where there's going to be way more Liberty sold this upcoming year. Stein's launching hopefully two new traits when we're all said and done this season. But we do have now is the Liberty Link GT27s, which give us Roundup and Liberty in the same bean. And then we'll see what happens after the first of the year. But we're hoping to see Enlist E3 beans approved, which will add 2,4-D to that combination of Roundup and Liberty as well.
Farming this far north every year, about this time of year, people start talking about the threat of an early frost. Crop development-wise, are crops a little ahead of schedule?
They're a little ahead of schedule. Things have advanced along quite well. I haven't been out in too much here of late. Been gone with a lot of different things for family and business. But, things definitely have moved along. I don't see crops being real behind at this point. Corn doesn't appear to be any concerns with there. I know I hear in other parts of the country talking about stuff denting way ahead of normal. I don't know if we necessarily see that yet, but it definitely tasseled out a little bit ahead of where I anticipated with some of the weather that we had in earlier June when things got a little cool.
And given the weather, are you seeing much disease pressure out there?
Not necessarily yet. Starting to hear about some white mold concerns. Aphids on that end have become a problem. A lot of spraying has occurred recently. But wondering what we start seeing for white mold development. Last year was a pretty heavy year. We may have warm enough temps to try to keep that at bay a little bit. But we've definitely got the rainfall again in a lot of areas that could create a lot of issues with that yet.
Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today, Eric?
Well, I guess come on out to the tents, take a look at a lot of the new traits. I think that's a big thing that we're emphasizing here is Liberty beans being a big thing, but the introduction of the Liberty Link GT27s and having Roundup and Liberty in the same bean, as well as taking a look at the corn hybrids that Stein has to offer. And again, more options and alternatives to what's out there in the industry.
What's the latest on the 12-inch row corn? That's something the company's been talking about and touting. Any developments there?
Nothing new. And they continue to do a lot of work on that end. Just seeing what we have, the hybrid development continues to, work on that structure change a little bit. We've got what's very evident in our plot out here, if guys come take a good chance to look at it, is the height difference. And seeing a lot of the newer stuff that's considerably shorter than a lot of the competition on either side of us, that'll give us some of those options and alternatives as we keep looking at how to adapt to what's best in our fields for populations. Where can we push things? Where don't we need to push things? Narrow rows, wide rows, making everything work for our growers.
Do customers ask you very much about the narrow rows?
Not as much here of late. It's more about what's same thing you brought up, what's happening new and different with it. More just kind of continuing the germplasm development that is going to better fit where things are going on yield, and as we see higher populations become more advantageous in areas or with different hybrids, is now management of all the residue. And that, to me, that's a big part of the reduced height and mass, is just how to handle all this residue, especially in corn on corn then, if you start getting into these 45,000 or 50,000 type of populations that we do see perform very well in a lot of these yield contest winners, and even on the crop tour, that the big yields tend to carry in those higher population fields.
And I have to wonder about nutrient uptake too, and some of the variables there when you're talking about the narrower spaces and more plants competing for those nutrients.
A lot of change in how guys need to fertilize. More specific, more direct, I think, is in my own personal experiences, is just the way a lot of guys do farm. They need to change how they fertilize and look at that. Straight old broadcasting doesn't necessarily help as we move into these higher pops, versus seeing a lot more stuff done in furrow, split applications of nitrogen, how to push, keep things actively growing in the corn plant.
Eric, how can listeners in your territory get in touch with you?
Well, they can get a hold of me at my phone number is 320-212-2568. Or they can see a lot of the area Stein dealers that are around my territory and are in around where they're from if they're not in this geography of Minnesota.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.